Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, my wonderful friends. Welcome back to r/I Do Work Here Lady, where employees are mistaken as regular Joe Schmoes. Oh my goodness, guys. It's been a while since I popped into the sub, and it's like I'm visiting an old friend who has interesting stories to tell, let me tell you that. Guys, in this episode, you're going to hear three stories. The first is how someone gets a little too cocky during an interview and it crumbles. The second story is a customer not knowing that they're arguing with the store owner. And the last story is a good old story of an old man who refuses help from a girl in a hardware store. Because we all know that women know nothing about tools, right? And that's totally sarcasm. I hope you guys stay for these lovely stories today and hit that subscribe button for future stories. This first story is titled, I'm More Qualified for Your Job Than You Are. I'm the head of sales and marketing for a major property developer with 10 years of experience in the industry. Several of those are spent at a large competitor's company. Let's call them money homes. They are considered the epitome of luxury due to the huge price tag, and this will be important later on. My team covers all of the capital and a very large portion of the country. Roll on today, since we've only recently opened up and are launching new developments for which we don't yet have the staff. Today was the interview day. Normally for those kind of positions, the person would be interviewed by the sales manager for that particular development, or a sales coordinator, and sometimes one of the sales directors. Since it's a bit of a track for the sales director to come in for the interview, HR asked me to step in, as the new employees would be reporting to me anyway. Q8 applicants we have waiting. The first few interviews go pleasantly well, but nothing special, until we meet interviewee number 4. Meet Annabelle. Before she comes into the room, she's sitting in the waiting area with the other applicants, and I can hear her go on about how she pretty much has the job in the bag, as she's overly qualified, and I can see her shuffling through papers at the admin desk, which was left unattended. She still doesn't realize that our office is behind a Venetian mirror. I can see her, she can't see me. She hears the admin come back in and scurries away to the back seat. It's now her turn for the interview. She comes in, hands me a copy of her CV, and sits down opposite of myself and two other members of my team. I look at her CV with a slight half-smile, to which I think she took as a good sign. So she goes off talking about her major accomplishments at different employers. She tells us that she's actually more interested in being hired for another position at our company, to which she ensures me that she's more qualified than our current employee. She then starts spewing out figures of our marketing campaigns, which have not yet been published, and advises me on the results that we should expect, and what our next move in terms of marketing should be. I advise her that the only positions currently open are for sales staff, but asked her which one she's specifically interested in. She mentions, wait for it, sales and marketing director. My job. My coworkers both look at me in waiting, so I decide to play along. I've asked her what makes her more qualified than our current director. She comes back to the marketing figures point and asked me outright, how many applicants are able to predict to a certainty what results you'll achieve? And then leads into a major point on her CV, money homes. So I start asking a little more about her position there. What was her area of responsibility? How long she worked there, etc. She starts off telling this long rehearsed story of how she started there as a negotiator a few years back and worked her way up to associate director, and how she eventually became sales and marketing director, but is looking to leave, so she needs to keep it hush-hush. At that point, I couldn't hold it in anymore. I really wanted to let her carry on, but I just burst out laughing and asked her to leave. She gets very confused and starts asking what she said that offended me. With the biggest grin on my face, I then said, "It's one thing hearing you talk down to other applicants when you're supposedly looking for upper management positions, but I watched you steal confidential information from my admin's desk and telling me and my colleagues that you can do a better job than me by lying to me about your experience." She gets offended and starts going off at me that I know nothing about her and she did not lie about her experience and how I would have known that anyway. And I said, "Annabelle, the reason I know you're lying is because I was the sales and marketing director at Money Homes during the years you've described, and not only do I know that you were not in a managerial position, I know that you were not even part of the department, as the department was made of 42 employees, all of which I knew by name. I recommend that if you indeed work there, that you contact your director, as I'll be filing a grievance against you for stealing confidential documents from their main competitor." Her face went pale as a sheet of cheap toilet paper. She turns on her heel, rips her CV out of my colleague's hands, and runs out the door. Guys, lying about your work experience is already bad enough, but not knowing that you're lying to someone who knows about your prior work experience is pure gold. I feel embarrassed for her. Oh my goodness. This story is titled, "Owner Loves to Tell People That He's the Owner."
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I work for a local hobby and game store. We have several different staff shirts with our store logo on them, but we aren't required to wear them unless there's a big event going on. But we also sell different shirts that have our logo on them, so intentionally, it's easy for employees to blend in with customers for loss prevention and a casual atmosphere. The owners rarely wear staff shirts, but are proud of their business and wear our for sale shirts regularly when they're in the building. Before the COVID stuff, we had a bunch of people come in every day to use our open tables and play games and hang out. So occasionally, we get colorful characters, or Karens slash Kens, etc. One of the owners loves coming up to problem people and acting like a fellow customer, so he can give them just enough perceived support for them to show their true colors, and then drop the, "Hi, my name is C. I'm the owner of this store. Get out of my store and don't come back." It's like his favorite thing is to watch these people go from confident to confused to, "I'm gonna get your manager," to, "Wait, did he say he's the owner?" Leaving them embarrassed and quickly leaving the store. When we were smaller, he used to use a bit more intimidating language, but he's still a big guy and can be very intimidating with just his presence when he wants to be. Two groups of kids are opening the newest set of Magic: The Gathering cards, a collectible card game. The first group is around the 10 to young teenage range, and the second was older teens, pushing 19 to 20-ish. Both groups were having a good time opening good stuff and getting excited. There were some people playing Magic, and also a few other games too. One of the older kids hears one of the younger talking about getting a specific card and then offers to trade with them for the cards he got. Both groups are new to the game, so neither could possibly know what the value of the cards are, but I do, and so does the owner, who's sitting a few tables away playing a game with his friend. The older kid's trading away a trash card for a card worth like $50, but neither knew that. The owner pipes up, saying that just trading one for one without knowing the value of the cards is always a bad idea for both parties, and directs them to a website where they can use to check the prices. They do, and the older kid is legitimately upset that he almost ripped the other kid off. The owner tells them that until they get more experienced with the game, it's probably a pretty good idea just to not trade. They both thank him and go back to playing. Situation's over, and everyone is happy. Until one of our fairly regular, colorful characters decides to involve himself. This guy has never been ill-intentioned, but always makes people uncomfortable by being a bit too forward or inviting himself into conversations or games with people he doesn't know. And since the situation is pretty much resolved, the only way to keep the conversation going is to take an opposing viewpoint. CC starts arguing that somehow it's absolutely okay to trade away stuff you don't know the value of, as long as you think you're getting a good deal. The owner's very confused, as he hasn't interacted with CC before, and asked him point blank if he thinks it's okay for people to cheat children. CC says yes, just happy to be having a conversation, and in his mind, I guess winning the argument. The owner uses his signature line and says, "Well then, hi, my name's Name, and I'm the owner. Get out of my store, and never come back." CC is so shook that he leaves without another word. But of course, the tale continues because another one of our sketchier, almost regular guys tries to argue with the owner that it was unfair of him to ban CC just because he was okay with cheating children. It wasn't like he actually cheated himself, he was just okay with it. The owner's even more confused by this point and very frustrated and says, "Well, as I said, I'm the owner. And if you think I should allow people in my store who are okay with cheating other customers, especially children, then you can get out and not come back too." They argue for a bit more, and the owner tells me to call the cops and get this other guy out of the store. Before I can pick up the phone, the guy leaves. The owner gets loud and says to the entire store that anyone who thinks it's okay to rip off children in the store should leave and not come back. As soon as he goes to sit back down to play his game, parents of the younger group of kids come up and thank him. At some point, those parents left a review of our store. 5 out of 5 stars. It must be nice to own your own store, be your own boss, and tell people you don't like to leave and to never come back. I get that the owner has great intentions, but I wonder how many times he's kicked people out of his store for having opposing viewpoints that don't involve cheating others. This last story is titled, "These are the fasteners you're looking for." I'm in my late 30s, a woman, and very tall. People tell me that I look like I'm in my 20s, but I just laugh about it and take it as a compliment. I used to work at Home Depot in the hardware section, and if you've ever been an employee at Home Depot, you know there's a lot of training and a lot to learn. Luckily, I worked construction as a teenager and was already familiar with 80% of the products in my department and a lot of products in other departments. I loved my job, and loved learning about different products, and what makes this tool better than that tool. Working the lift was my favorite thing, and I even had a fan base of little kids who thought I was pretty cool for being a girl who drove machines. Super sweet, actually. They crowned me Princess of Hardware. To which my supervisor said, "If there's a Princess of Hardware, it's me." I told him that's fine, but he has to wear the crown. Anyway, fast forward to the middle of the workday, and I'm chugging along, bringing down boxes and spider wrapping them. I notice an older man is looking a bit lost down the fastener aisle, so I walk up to him and ask, "Can I help you find something?" He says, "No, I'm okay." So I ask the next person if I can help them. I'm pointing out which screws to get, and I notice the same man still wandering up and down the aisle, looking very lost. I ask again, "Are you sure you don't need any help, sir?" "Nope, I don't need your help, thank you." He stomps off, the way only fragile old men can, and I go about my job. Someone asked me if I know where something is in my section, but the place we keep it is empty. I walk them to garden, which sometimes has it because we keep it in different spots around the store. Hardware is next to lumber, and garden is all the way at the other end. I don't mind walking, so I just go with them and grab some, and put a few in my location. One of the guys from Lumbers runs over to me and says, "I need your help. Someone has questions about fasteners, and I told them I'd come find the person in charge." So after my supervisor, I'm number 2, and even other departments ask me for help in their certain sections sometimes. I walk all the way back to the fasteners with the guy from Lumber, and sure enough, it's the old man. I'm standing there thinking that he doesn't want help from a woman, even though this is my department, so he tracked down the closest man to ask for help. The guy from Lumber says, "This is OP. This is her department. She can help you find anything." So I'm looking at the guy, and I ask him again, "What can I help you find?" He stuffs a metric screw out at me without saying anything, and I point behind him at the metric station he's standing in front of. I know how this station is organized because, duh, it's my department. I reach in the bottom drawer and pull out a bag holding two metric screws in his size. He gets all flippant and says, "Well, I only need one." To which I say, "We sell them in bags of two." To which he replies, "What do you expect me to do with the extra screw? I only need one." Now, part of me wanted to tell him that he could shove it up his pasty, dry behind, so I conveyed that explicitly as I could, only using my eyes as communication, and I think he got the message. OP, you should have told him to go screw himself. Get it? Screws. Oh, my friends. That brings us to an end of r/I do work here lady. Guys, if you've missed the last episode of r/I do work here lady, it's right here. And I'm not taking a break from revenge. It's just nice to read other subreddits once in a while, and I'm glad I popped into this one today. So thanks for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the stories, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.